Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Enjoy yourself. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO. Go by as
quickly as a week. Good afternoon and welcome to Can I Help You, brought to you by Mercy Wellness. It's on the second and fourth Fridays, and sometimes I mess that up and I show up here. I was here last week on Friday. I'm like, oh, goodness. It's because I'm so excited about talking with you guys. You can find Mercy Wellness online at mercywellness.com and, of course, find them in Cotati. And today's Valentine's Day.
Sure is.
We're sending out the love to everybody who enjoys the show and is curious and wants to learn more. And that's what we're here for, to give you some more information so you can make the choices that are best for you. Joining us today, of course, is Joe Sullivan, the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Michelle.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
And back again is Larry Tackett. Larry is the Wisdom Community Outreach for Mercy Wellness. Thanks so much for coming back.
Hi, Michelle. Good to be back.
Thank you for my rose.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. That's very sweet. I super appreciate it. For folks who missed the last program that you were on, can you tell us about Wisdom Community and what that means at Mercy Wellness?
Well, the Wisdom Community is more of the senior population. My peeps, mostly. It's... because some people call it the boomer generation and beyond. So it's this group of people.
Okay, so. Great. And so why are you focusing on this at Mercy Wellness, at this group of people?
Well, for several reasons, actually. There's so many of us. Mm-hmm. It wasn't called the boomer generation for nothing. It really was an explosion of people being born. And so we're living longer now than ever. And so it's coming to our time of life, and there's a lot of opportunities in this generation. We're living longer and healthier, but there are also some challenges and problems.
Yeah, what kinds of challenges does the wisdom community face?
There's just so many of us, like in Marin and Sonoma County, there's going to be almost 200,000 of us. Of 55 and older.
Wow, okay.
So those kind of problems is that 10% of us are going to get dementia, so that's going to be 20,000 people with dementia over the next few years. Mm-hmm. Luckily, 10% of us will die fast. That's good. 10% of us will die more slowly, but pretty quickly. That'll be pretty good. But most of us, are the 70% of us, 140,000 of us, are going to be, with challenges. We're going to get sick, gonna get better, gonna get sick, get better, gonna get sick, a little bit better. So it's a longer process, and it takes many more resources, much more for our hospitals and our healthcare, our families.
Right.
So all of this is a big challenge.
What are the sort of the main groups of chronic illnesses or things that are impacting this generation?
Well, we're not dying of infectious diseases anymore. I know everybody's concerned about this virus that's coming around right now, as it should be, but mostly it's degenerative diseases caused by stress and inflammation. Arthritis is one of the biggest ones. 59% of us have arthritis. 80% of us have some chronic ailment. Heart disease, cancer, all these things that are cropping up in our lives.
And diabetes can also be a big one.
Diabetes is a big one.
Yeah.
So all of these are degenerating us slowly.
Right. Yeah. So how does cannabis then come into play when we're talking about these kinds of chronic illnesses that impact a huge portion of the generation?
Well, it's like the perfect solution almost. Mm. If we look at the causes for most of these diseases, like I said, it's stress and inflammation. Mm-hmm. And cannabis directly improves both of these situations. With the endocannabinoid system, it's really about balancing. And so cannabis supports that system to bring us back into balance. In doing so, it reduces pain, as I said, inflammation, especially like in arthritis. You have a lot of pain and inflammation with that. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of the perfect key to the solution that we're looking for. And it's benign in most of its ways that we interact with it. So it's learning more about how can we use it effectively, and each one of us is different. We have to learn how to use it ourselves. So
right, yeah, but it's not a magic pill, right?
No, it's not. It's not a magic pill. Well, there's no such thing as a magic pill. You know, cannabis can play its role, but we've got to play our role. You know, and how we eat, how we exercise, how we think, even mm-hmm. you know, even our thoughts make a difference in how well we are, how close we are with each other. Isolation is one of the biggest things in this age group that. Mm-hmm. And isolation really causes more problems health-wise than almost anything. So, you know, getting out, being active, enjoying your neighbors, joining groups where you can participate, all of these are useful. Right. Cannabis can do its part, but we have to do our part as well.
And cannabis can be really social.
Yeah.
Yeah, social, right.
Yeah, cannabis is, you know, something that helps improve your quality of life. And, you know, it's something that can help unlock a lot of that stuff for people of your age group. They can go outside and enjoy themselves. Or, you know, I shared the story of someone being able to make, you know, a pot of coffee because a salve helped their arthritis in their hands. They could hold a cup of coffee. And so right. It's about bringing back some of that quality of life.
Yeah. Well, I have a friend, Philip. He and I have been friends for 35 years. And Philip got really heavy. He's 5'8" and he got 311 pounds. He had mm-hmm. type 2 diabetes for 20 years. He was taking insulin shots for four times a day. He had a stroke, and coming out of that stroke, he decided he's wanting to change his life. Mm-hmm. So he went on to a keto diet and left all the carbs. That was one of his problems with the carbs, left those aside. I talked to him this morning. He's lost 110 pounds.
Wow.
And so he started using cannabis to kind of help with some of the inflammation and also to kind of shift his mood. Mm-hmm. He was telling me that his wife had a migraine headache, and so he suggested she use it. She'd been taking pills, and she's a nurse, and she didn't want anything to do with it.
Right.
So she took it. Her headache went away. Now his daughter is using it for her migraines. So, you know, just little simple things like that makes a big difference.
Right. And we're still dealing, though, with a lot of stigma, especially for people, as we call them here at Mercy Wellness, in the wisdom community, because you've been listening to propaganda for longer than any of us.
Yes, yes. Well, that's part of my role. My role is to really sit down with people and debunk this this propaganda. And, you know, and it's goes throughout our whole society. Right, for instance, now... fewer doctors are recommended, even though it's legal for them. They can't prescribe it because mm-hmm. it's still illegal on the federal level. But they can recommend it. But a lot of doctors don't realize that. So they haven't studied it. And the endocannabinoid system is one of the central regulators of our body. And for our doctors not to really understand that system and know it and know how to work with us to bring us back into balance and homeostasis is a big miss for us and our knowledge of how to take care of ourselves. So I really want to encourage doctors to be more educated in this. We're going mm-hmm. to provide some education for that. Home care, you know, people taking care of their families and the difficulties that we go through as we get older. Cannabis can make a big difference in anxiety and agitation and things like that. One of the big fears that people tell me about is they don't want to get high. They want the benefit, but they want to get it. Well, today, you can set it up. It's almost like a recipe. You can design it any way you want it to be. Mm-hmm. You can have the benefits from the CBDs for relaxation and for inflammation. You can add a little bit of THC. It makes the CBD more effective. You can use the THC to relax and to enjoy yourself more. Yeah. So it's just learning how to use it and overcoming the fear of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry to step on you there. No, it's and most people, I don't want people to get confused either. It's not just about like smoking a joint or eating an edible, right? Like
right.
You can get so much of the pain benefit, you know, the benefits of pain management through THC just by using salves and topicals. And the topicals aren't going to alter your state of mind.
Okay.
And so the CBDs, those work in conjunction for inflammation
mm-hmm.
and the THC helps with the pain.
Okay.
And because of the system being connected, they work better in conjunction. And so some people get confused and they have the misconception when they come in that if they use that topical, they'll feel high, and you won't. And so, yeah, I just wanted to make sure we have that distinction because, yeah, you can smoke a joint, you're going to get high, but mm-hmm. you can come in if you suffer from arthritis, like, you know, some of the patients that come in, or you have chronic pain, or people that suffer from fibromyalgia, and they're using the high THC potency rubs on their ailments mm-hmm. to help with the pain. And so CBD is great for inflammation, which is part of what causes the pain, but THC can be very beneficial if used that way too. Yeah. It's not just about smoking. So there's so many different delivery methods. And if you figure those out, you can really, like you said, Larry, which I like the way you paint that, is you create your own recipe. Yeah. And that's what we try to do at Mercy, is help you paint, you know, create that recipe. So
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I think also, too, I mean, you talk about anecdotal situations. Even for my family, I sure. was on a recent visit. My family lives up in Washington State. I went to a dispensary there. I brought back my dad. He has neuropathy because of diabetes. So he tried a salve. He tried one before that just had CBD, but I encouraged him, try this one that's higher THC. Sure. It's really going to make a difference. And it did. It stopped him from having, you know, jolting pain in his feet so that he could sleep at night, which he was so excited about. And I got my mom some edibles that were, I think, 10 to 1 CBD to THC.
Yeah,
just to give her just his taste, sure. but not because she was also concerned yeah. about that
well,
too.
Yeah, well, there's lots of we have lots of patients that have come in speaking to your demographic who have suffered from type 2 diabetes or maybe have had some amputations and mm-hmm. they suffer from faint limb.
Yes.
And so we've actually found through anecdotal evidence and feedback from our patients that some of these salves are helping alleviate that.
Wow.
And I can only imagine what that would feel like in my day-to-day, just in my psyche, which is directly connected to your health, mm-hmm. And just in how you operate on your day-to-day. So I'm super proud that we have those things and that we're taking the time to talk about them.
Yeah, yeah. And tell us more a little bit, Larry, about your background and really how important people's health are to you, that you've been concerned with this for a long time.
For a long time, yeah. I've been a health educator for 35 years. Mm-hmm. I've been a telework practitioner, which is structural body work. So I've worked with people in all kinds of conditions. People have come to me after they get a hip replacement or a knee replacement. Unfortunately, I'd love for them to come see me long before that, because then we could have prevented that from happening. And I encourage them to use cannabis in the healing process.
Right.
And like I said earlier, it's like a recipe. You know, when you're cooking something, you don't take a cup of salt and pour into it. You put a little bit of salt in and you taste it. You put a little bit of salt in and it's pepper in and
yeah.
you taste it. You add a little bit of oregano and like that. And cannabis is the same way with the terpenes and with the CBD and the THC. It's kind of THC and CBD are kind of like salt and pepper, you know.
Right.
And so you have to use those. And if people would just explore with it and kind of let go of the fear, you know, and just explore and take a little bit here and a little bit there, add a little bit. You can even add the terpenes in now, which is before we couldn't even do that. So
yeah.
it's just much easier, and you get the right balance for yourself. And then you can increase it and decrease it and play with it. It's more about exploration.
Yeah.
So learning is one of the things in our generation that's conducive for us to have a healthier life. And I think cannabis is a great area for people to be curious about and to learn more about, simply
Excellent.
Because it can do so much for us.
Great. Well, people can come and learn more at Mercy Wellness. Thank you so much for coming in, Larry.
Thank you, Michelle. It's good to see
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Larry. Thank
Larry Tackett is the Wisdom Community Outreach for Mercy Wellness. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk with chemistry. That's next here on KSRO.
Good. Awesome.
Distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You? A cannabis talk show is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO. And hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself.
Ad paid for by NotSoSmart.org, No One Measure I, committing major funding from Molly Flader.
Did you read the articles about Smart hiding its ridership numbers?
Mm-hmm. It was forced to release those numbers recently. Its ridership is really low.
Yeah, well now, Smart proposed a more than $2 billion sales tax increase with Measure I, even though its current sales tax doesn't expire for 9 years.
It's ridiculous. Smart wants to extend the tax now so it can borrow money to pay for debt on which it is overextended. That's why it's so troubling that Measure I doesn't even provide any new or better budget oversight.
Wait, so Measure I will allow Smart to continue to use tax revenues mm-hmm. for things that don't impact transportation and do that without any transparency?
Yep. Measure I gives Smart a blank check with our sales tax dollars until 2059.
Hey.
Don't forget, a grand jury recommended financial oversight improvements that Smart failed to implement.
Oh, sounds like we can't trust Smart.
And we need to vote no on Measure I.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome back here to Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness. You can find them online at mercywellness.com. Joe Sullivan is the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. And welcoming to the studio today is Paul Rately. Paul is the founder of Chemistry and a PhD organic chemist. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here up in Sonoma County.
Super fan of your product. Big hearts coming
out.
Yeah, no. Much love today on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I feel like I say this all the time. I'm excited to interview Paul today, obviously because we love the products on the store. They've been working really well for our customers. Figured we'd just jump right in, Paul, with letting listeners know a little bit about your background, how chemistry got started.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. I'm actually a Midwesterner. I grew up in Wisconsin and got my BS in chemistry from University of Wisconsin. Go Badgers. Then I migrated west. I was ready for some change and moved out to California. And did my PhD at Berkeley in organic chemistry. Once I got to California, I knew I wasn't leaving.
Yeah.
And then from there, I worked at Gilead for 7 years, working on HIV and hepatitis. So put my organic chemistry to work, trying to make new drugs to treat some very difficult diseases.
And, sure.
Then was fortunate to combine my passions. In 2014, I jumped out of that world and put them together. My passion for science, medicine, and cannabis, and we first built a lab in Oakland called Peridot Labs. So we were just behind the scenes making products for farmers in the 215 days, just trying to diversify, mm-hmm. As concentrates were starting to become popular. And then from there, chemistry was birthed. In 2017 at the Emerald Cup, we launched chemistry and actually placed third with one of our vape cartridges,
very cool.
Tangerine Power.
That's awesome. Fantastic. So one of the things you mentioned about farmers, I feel like that's one of the main things that makes chemistry so unique. What are some of the things that make your products different? We can talk about the farms a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the farms are where it starts. So we're not a vertically integrated company. So we're a manufacturer first and foremost. We mm-hmm. like to make products and then collaborate with people. So like I said, we started that way, collaborating with farms. And a lot of those farms have stuck with us and still supply us now. And instead of just having their own brands, they support chemistry.
Yeah.
And so our farms are just an amazing group of people. We've worked with about 12 to 15 in 2019 harvest, and they're all just amazing stewards of the land. They're small farms, small family farms that have been living and working in Encino and Humboldt for generations and really just pushing regenerative agriculture. And that's what we're about supporting.
to me, that's what makes you guys so special, Michelle. Like, so a lot of the companies, they're working on a larger scale, or there might be a much larger operation at hand, and they're sourcing material from several farms from all over the place. And you know, you're not really sure necessarily what all you're getting when you're turning that, you know, that crude into a distillate or an oil that you can use in a product, right? Mm-hmm. So what he's saying here and what I love about this is that they're actually going and sourcing from these small individual farms. And so you're getting a farm-to-table experience through their tinctures, through their vape cartridges, through their concentrates. And so to me, that's what, you know, one of the things that makes it so unique.
I love it. I mean, I go to the farms as much as I can. I mean, Jimmy, our director of flowers, is the man really on the road that he's out there visiting our farms throughout the season, working with the plans about what strains we want to work with and what batch sizes we want to work with. And I just love going out and visiting the farms and connecting with our farmers and seeing all the love and intention they put into their plants. And then we just try to represent that in our products. So, you know, our motto is to stay true to the plant. Yep. And to me, that's sustainable sourcing plus our full spectrum methods. Yeah, which is the best way to stay true to the plant.
Yeah, great. And so we're going to talk about full spectrum for a second. One of the benefits of having these single origin, single strain specific tinctures and medicines is that you can have the full spectrum experience from this one strain or this one cultivar. Mm-hmm. And so why don't we talk about that a little bit? What full spectrum means to you?
Yeah, full spectrum to me is just about representing that strain, that plant, that harvest. So, you know, where, you know, we may work with an AC/DC this year that ends up a little bit different next year. So those profiles from year to year, season to season, harvest to harvest, won't be exactly the same. And to us, that's what full spectrum is. It's about representing that specific batch. And it's about more than just cannabinoids, really. So at this point, we're all becoming pretty well educated on cannabinoids and, you know, CBD and THC and, you know, every other one, but now it's about more than that. So to us, it's about cannabinoids, terpenes is becoming popular, the mm-hmm. aromatic compounds. And we believe what makes it our products even more unique is flavonoids. So I think that's the next frontier in cannabis is digging deeper into flavonoids. Okay. These are other compounds that are made by plants and they're ubiquitous just like terpenes, but cannabis has a few unique ones. And again, they bring, you know, a different character to extracts than Excellent. Some when you're ripping things apart.
I think this is so fun. This is kind of like comparing that terroir idea, right? Sure. Because you look at a vintage of a bottle of wine or something like that, and it's an expression of that year, that harvest, that area, that even that block on the mm-hmm. vineyard. And it's the same idea, right? With the farm.
Such a great analogy.
You can look at what was the flower like for that particular harvest.
Exactly. I mean, here in Sonoma County, a lot of people can relate to that you know, your 2019 harvest is going to be different than your 2020. And it's the same in cannabis. Nice. And, you know, a strain grown in Mendocino is probably going to end up different than one grown in Nevada County.
Sure. Well, speaking, you mentioned something earlier, too, when you were just starting, you were talking about sustainability. And I know it's a hot topic, you know, it's a hot topic button in our industry, sustainability, with all the packaging, with all the regulation, with all the waste. We've been trying to find collaborative efforts and sustainability in the marketplace as far as trying to find those right brands that have share align with those ethos and recycling and things like that. What are you guys doing to kind of help do your part with the sustainability?
Yeah, it's a great question, Joe. Like, we really all need to take it to the next step because there's been a lot of discussion about the agriculture and how mm-hmm. it starts there. But now, I mean, you can speak to the numbers probably even better than me. I'll say half of products are manufactured. So, you know, we go from agriculture to the next step of edibles and tinctures and concentrates where you manufacture them and package them and have to think about the impact of those activities, of your manufacturing activities, of the waste you make and the energy you use. So that's really important to us and something we've thought about from the start. And yeah, it goes to the next level now about that packaging. Some of these regulatory things we've had to do, like add plastics to our packaging mm-hmm. and extra steps for, I mean, we want to protect the children, of course, and have childproof packaging, but we can do better and eliminate plastics. Yeah. And it's something we want to work with you and other retailers on about, like, how can we recycle those, reuse those, or even like vape cartridges, how can we recollect those and, you know, well, that's responsibly why, dispose of
those. Sure, that's one of the main reasons why we switched to the canning for the flower. It was sustainability methods, the way we can recycle, you know, it helps us try to do our part. And like you said, it takes that collaboration. So kind of dovetailing into that, what are you finding now for this 2020 market? Any new challenges you're facing ahead? I mean, right now we're in a position where, you know, a lot of big companies are kind of closing their doors or they're laying people off. You guys seem to be in a position of growth, which is a great thing. Where are you guys headed?
You know, we're just, collaboration is the word of the year, I think, for the whole industry. It's like, yep, we all got a little shaken at the end of last year with, you know, the vape health crises.
Yes.
And just collapse of the Canadian market, so to speak. So, you know, we all have to pull together and, you know, work together to do the best for the plant and the patients. You know, what we say is like, this plant and this medicine will live on with or without all of us.
Sure.
So let's do our best to stick together and work together to, so, you know, get the medicine to patients.
So I'm really curious to know, you know, I like digging in your brain. What are you excited about for this upcoming year? I mean, I'm excited. I know what we are working on, but what's really exciting you?
Specifically for us, we have a new line of tinctures coming out.
Okay.
Hitting the shelves in March. This is going to be a standardized tincture set. So okay, currently we work with that single origin. So one strain, one farm, mm-hmm, in our tinctures, which we actually got, first place in the Emerald Cup on our
Lady Benbow tincture with
Lady Sativa Farms, and also got first place with our CBD vape.
Congratulations.
The 1-to-1 electric jaw with Wildland Farms from Mendocino. But yeah, I'm really excited about our tincture line. We have a standardized one coming out that, you know, you won't see that variability like we were talking about from year to year, where some patients really do want to be able to come back to the same thing over and over once they've found it to work. So I'm really excited about that for us. But then beyond that, again, just collaboration. We're, right, you know, excited to be working with other companies in the space to bring new products to market.
Excellent. Well, we're running out of time. Michelle's about to close us out. Real quick, what's your favorite cannabinoid? With your background, we got to ask. I'm curious.
Oh, man, I do love them all, but these days I'd say THCA.
THCA.
So THCA is pre-THC, so it's on the raw plant. And to heat it, you'd convert that to THC, but we really like to harvest THCA because it's so versatile. If you put that into a tincture, it can often be a nice anti-inflammatory, and some people tell us an ibuprofen replacement. And also, it crystallizes really cool. It's a very cool-looking molecule.
Excellent. So exciting.
Thank you so much for being here.
Paul, thanks so much, Joe.
Paul Rately is the founder of Chemistry and PhD Organic Chemist, and that's going to do it for our show today. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Thank you, Michelle.
Much love.
Bye.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.